This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the cabinet decisions approving the inclusion of the Kosi Maitri intra-state link project in Bihar under the Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana Accelerated Irrigation Benefits Program AIBP and a four-lane Patna-Sasaram corridor project. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the government is committed to the all-round development of Bihar. He said, while this will provide water for irrigation in a large area, it will also increase the income of farmer brothers and sisters. The government has approved the electronics component manufacturing scheme to boost the manufacturing of electronic goods in the country and strengthen the electronic supply chain. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the electronic sector has witnessed tremendous growth in the last 10 years. He said electronics production has grown 5 times with a rate of 17% compound annual growth rate, while electronic exports witnessed growth of 20% compound annual growth rate in these years. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has also approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Kharif 2025 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers to ensure affordable, subsidized and reasonable fertilizers to the farmers.
किसानों के हित के लिए एक और बहुत बड़ा फैसला लिया गया है. डीएपी का प्राइस 1350 रुपए पर 50 केजी बैग रहे, इसके लिए भारत सरकार 37,216 करोड़ रुपीस की सब्सिडी का भार सहन करेगी, लेकिन किसानों के ऊपर भार नहीं जाने देगी. इससे बहुत सारे करोड़ों किसानों को इसका बेनिफिट मिलेगा. इस खरीफ सीजन का एस्टीमेट है 180 लाख मैट्रिक टन का टोटल एस्टिमेटेड कंजम्पशन होगा इस खरीफ सीजन में, और 37,216 करोड़ का इसका सब्सिडी का बिल.
Mr. Vaishnav said the government has also approved 2% earnest allowance to central government employees and earnest relief to pensioners. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India first has become the mantra of the country's foreign policy, and now New Delhi is not just participating in the world order but also contributing to shaping and securing the future. Mr. Modi was addressing an event organized by a private TV channel in New Delhi yesterday.
दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी हमारे भारत में है. ये युवा तेजी से स्किल्ड हो रहा है, इनोवेशन को गति दे रहा है, और इन सब के बीच भारत की फॉरेन पॉलिसी का मंत्र बन गया है इंडिया फर्स्ट.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड दैट इंडिया हैज प्रायोरिटाइज्ड ह्यूमैनिटी ओवर मोनोपोली एंड पेव्ड द वे फॉर द क्रिएशन ऑफ अ ग्लोबल इंस्टीट्यूशन ऑफ द 21st सेंचुरी इंश्योरिंग इक्वल पार्टिसिपेशन. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved projects worth over 1,604 crore rupees for 5 states under the scheme for the expansion and modernization of fire services. These states include Bihar, Gujarat, Jharkhand, Maharashtra and Kerala. The committee also approved over 555 crore rupees for Sikkim for recovery and reconstruction needs arising from the devastating glacial lake outburst flood in the state during October 2023. India has sent nearly 15 tons of relief material to Myanmar following yesterday's earthquake, with an Indian Air Force aircraft transporting the aid from Hindon Air Force Station. The relief package includes essential supplies such as tents, sleeping bags, blankets, ready-to-eat meals and generator sets. Additionally, crucial medical supplies like paracetamol, antibiotics, syringes, gloves and bandages are being dispatched to support those affected by the disaster. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had expressed concern over the earthquake which occurred in Myanmar and Thailand. In a social media post, Mr. Modi prayed for the safety and well-being of the citizens of both the countries. At least 144 people were killed in Myanmar and at least 10 died in the Thai capital, Bangkok, where a high-rise under-construction building collapsed. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the National Conference on Environment 2025 in New Delhi today. The two-day event, organized by the National Green Tribunal, is set to bring together environmental experts, policymakers to discuss critical environmental issues. In squash, star Indian player Anahat Singh has clinched the JSW Indian Open title in Mumbai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.